Well, how are you getting on? Welcome to the podcast.
Breakfast on Midlands 183 with thanks to Tullamore Credit Union's current account, tullamorecu.ie.
You are very welcome along to Breakfast with Peter Dunne, the podcast. This is episode 9, I think it's 9, is it? Yeah, episode 9 of our podcast, of just the best bits from all the things that happened during the week. Oh, yeah, bah humbug, yeah. Bear with me a sec. I have a dodgy chair. I have a dodgy chair in the studio, hold on. Yeah, ah, come on. So... I'm sitting here behind a mic and my foot got caught under the chair that activated that little handle so you can go like and go down on the chair, and that's exactly what happened. Yeah, I got a dodgy chair. Actually, no, it's not a dodgy chair. It's my big awkward foot, to be honest with you. Got stuck under the chair. So there you go. I thought the ground was about to swallow me up. Oh, anyway, let's start. No, let's not start it again. Let's leave that in. Let's leave that in, because that's what happens in situations like this. Not always perfect, as you know from listening to the show. It's not always perfect, but of course life isn't always perfect. I'm getting very philosophical after my incident with the chair. Anyway, my name is Peter Dunne. How are you doing? I present a breakfast show on Midlands 103, Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. from silly o'clock onwards, basically. And on the podcast, we just have the best bits. We have the best bits from the week and the best bits from the last few months as well in there. But if you want to listen to the show live, you can do so. Weekday morning, 6:30 a.m. to 9. You can get us on the radio. You can get us on Midlands103.com. We're on the free app as well. We're on most kind of radio app thingies, or your Alexa. You can tell Alexa to play Midlands 103. Or what's the other one? What's the other one? Is it Google Home or something like that? I don't know. Well, whatever it is, tell it to play Midlands 103 and you'll be flying, honestly. So, on the show this week, we'll be discussing the legend that is Lionel Messi. I'll be telling you a few facts you never knew about Lionel Messi. No, there you go. It's in our World Cup Blaggers Guide we've been doing all this week. And sticking with the World Cup for a second, have you heard of Metro Man, by the way? Metro Man is a guy who, he had a job at the World Cup, and probably still has, or maybe he doesn't anymore, but he'd one thing to do, he'd one word to say and one job, but because of that really simple job, he has gone viral. He's an internet sensation. I'll chat to you about that in a sec. We're going to do some misheard lyrics. Can't beat misheard lyrics. Did you ever wind up the mammy? Did you ever wind her up, slag her off, and just to get that mammy response, you know what I mean, that Irish mammies can only deliver? One man did, and I'll tell you about that very soon. We talk tattoos as well. And would you row from New York to Galway? Well, one man did. Did you hear about this? Incredible. But I find you the real reason he rowed from New York to Galway. Anyway, if you want to get in touch, by the way, you can email breakfast@midlands103.com. I would love to hear from you. If you're listening to the show from anywhere else in the world, it'll be great. I know we've listeners in like South Africa. We've listeners in Australia. We've listeners in Canada, over in America. We even had a listener get in touch from Jamaica recently. Now, isn't that incredible? So if you're anywhere in the world, you're listening to the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. breakfast@midlands103.com is the email. And enough of me talking nonsense, let's get on with the podcast. Here we go. David, let's do Blagger's Guide to World Cup 2022.
It all comes down to this.
So we've been giving the good people of the Midlands a couple of phrases to use to blag your way through the World Cup, okay? So David, I'm actually going to need your help today, okay?
Oh, on God. This.
Can you contribute to the blaggardness?
All right, what have we got on today? Belgium are in action. The golden generation. Well, they're not the golden generation anymore.
No.
I think if you are trying to offer a salient piece of information in a group chat with someone, you can say Belgium, they're over the hill.
Good point. Yeah, the golden generation is now the bronze generation.
Yeah.
lovely. Let me see. Let me give you one here. The King of Saudi Arabia has declared a public holiday to celebrate their win over Argentina.
Yeah, good knowledge. Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Why? Can you imagine if we won the World Cup? Like, the country would just shut down, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's been so long now. If we got to the World Cup, the country would shut down.
You're right. If we won a match, it'd be great. Give me another one there, David.
Oh, here's one, I think. They're great mileage every time there's a major tournament. Nobody wants to get Croatia in the knockout rounds.
True, yeah. Nobody wants to get... You're right, yeah. They've got a great record at tournaments.
Unbelievable. You know.
Well, they got to the World Cup... the World Cup final last time out.
I remember David Suker and the lads in 98 getting to the third place playoff as well, and they were barely a nation at that stage, and they've always delivered, have the Croats.
True indeed. And that iconic... jersey design as well, you know.
Class.
Yeah, brilliant. Let's give you one. It's hard to believe Oliver Giroud has scored as many international goals as Thierry Henry.
It's remarkable, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like, Oliver Giroud is probably, I don't know, he's earned himself a World Cup medal for doing as little as possible, I think.
Yeah, but he probably deserves one on the basis of how well chiselled his jaw and beard is.
And how he keeps that hair styled.
It's. And I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Him being remarkable, the football, whatever. But he's just something else to look at.
Absolutely. And like, the hair is never out of place, despite the fact he headers the ball about 52 times every game. That's all he is. He's
the original slab head, is Giroud, isn't he?
Absolutely, the original. Let me see. Let's give you another one. Lionel Messi is named after Lionel Richie. Did you know that?
Is this meant to be something that we can blag our way through World Cup chats with or get excommunicated with? Is that true?
That's true.
What?
That's true. His parents are huge fans. There you go. Huge fans of Lionel Richie. No, really. David, you sound like a man who doesn't believe me.
I would just say Lionel Richie... what would you call that? It is an unexpected turn. I am surprised.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, if you don't believe me, let's ring him yourself. Okay, hold on there. Bear with me.
Go on there.
What? Okay, right. Hello, Lionel. Sorry, wrong Lionel. Sorry about that. Bye. God, that was awkward, wasn't it, David? Jeez.
Peter, you're killing us here. Okay.
Will you give me Messi's number, please? I wanted not Richie's number, Messi's number. What?
No, thank you. That is, forget about everything we said prior to that. Lionel Messi, Lionel Richie is the only piece of World Cup information you need to blag your way through this tournament.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's give you one more, actually.
Oh, my God.
Who is Lionel Messi's biggest influence? Now, think about it. When he was growing up, he would have watched the likes of Zidane, you know, Ronaldo from Brazil, Ronaldinho. Who do you think his biggest influence is?
Oh, jeez. I'd be tempted to say Diego Maradona, even though he is a bit young for him. No.
It's his granny.
Of course.
Of course,
she
that's nice,
great at football.
It? Yeah, she must have been some player, in fairness. You know what I mean? How many goals did Granny Messi score for club and country, I wonder?
As many as Lionel Richie, I'd say.
Granny must have had mad skills, seriously, when you see what Messi can do.
Oh, sure, look, he's got good stock.
Granny's out there dribbling on the wing. Yeah, you know, I asked her to stop doing that, actually.
Incredible.
Yeah, there you go. So now, there you have a diploma in World Cup 2022 blaggardness.
I don't know if I'm going to recover from that one, Peter. Thanks.
Spread the knowledge. Cheers, David. Chat at 9.
Thank you.
Good luck. No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose. What an anthem. Stevie Wonder, Superstition, Midlands 103. It's Peter Dunn with you. Good morning. So you're working during a festival or a tournament or something like that, and your role is kind of a little bit mundane. But as a result of that mundane role, it turns you into an internet sensation and you go viral, honestly. So it's happened to one World Cup employee in Qatar who's become famous, I repeat, after he's perched atop a lifeguard-esque chair, okay, and his job is to just direct football fans to a nearby metro station. That's true. He has this big, massive foam finger and a megaphone. He just has one word to say, which is metro, okay? Metro, simple as. And he points to the metro with his big foam finger. But now fans are flocking just to see him after loads of videos have emerged online where he says metro and the crowds react with this way. Honestly. It's gas. Have a listen to this, okay? This is it.
Metro. This way.
Metro.
This way.
Metro.
This way.
Metro.
This way.
Metro.
This way.
It's absolutely brilliant. And do you know what I want to do, actually? I want to make him a little bit more famous. What do you think? Have you seen this? So, what we're going to do is, we're going to make him a hit song. How's that? Okay, I'll tell you what. Let me get a bit of music here. And let's give him the Calvin Harris treatment. What do you think? All right, there we go. Let me tweak this a little bit. Let me put some effects on his voice. Now, let's hear how he sounds. I love it. There you go. Metro Man, produced by Peter Dunne, arm in arm at the Grammy Awards next year. What do you think? Do you know what we haven't done in a while? And we really have to do it, I think.
Go on.
Misheard lyrics. What
oh,
do you
yes.
think?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Let's do it. Well, hey. Okay. So last Friday was World Egg Day, but you know that, don't you?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, of course. It was World Egg Day, and as we know, eggs are an essential source of protein. You can make anything with eggs, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, talk about versatile.
Oh, stop. Versatile. If you looked it up in the dictionary, it'd be a picture of an egg, you know. But we know this. I know this, you know this, the Midlands know this. But so do Little Mix, you know that?
Okay.
Little Mix know that.
Right, go on.
But did you know that? Like, they wrote a song about it.
I didn't realise that at all.
Yeah, a shout out to my eggs.
This is a shout out to my eggs.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're a good source of protein. They're important.
This is a shout out to my eggs.
Yeah, there you go. Shout out
I
to my eggs.
I can't unhear that name.
No,
every
you
time
never
I
will.
Listen to the song, I'd be like, why are they singing about their eggs?
That's what I like to do. I like to ruin songs
yeah,
on people.
Yeah, thanks. It's another
You're
one.
Welcome.
Another one to add to the list. But look, we all love eggs. So
true. Yeah.
I'm absolutely in favour of that one.
Do you know Nickelback?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nickelback. Do you remember their song "How You Remind Me"?
Mm-hmm.
Big hit back in 2002.
Yeah, it's a good one. Oh, yeah,
it was a good one. Yeah. But you know what that song's about?
No.
It's about a friend of the band who was attacked by a gang of vertically challenged women.
Oh,
what are you laughing at?
No, sorry, this is deadly serious.
This, of course it's deadly serious. Yeah, absolutely, Ellen. Come on now.
I can't even place the line you're going to give me, but I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, you can hear it in the song where he says, little women must have damn near killed you.
And it must have been so bad.
Yeah, when their friend was attacked by a gang of vertically challenged women. Yeah,
they're terrifying.
Yeah, horrible. Can you imagine that?
It must have been so bad. Seven women must have damn near killed you.
It must have been so bad.
It must have been horrible. Yeah, I've been attacked by all those small little women.
Go as far as writing a song about it again.
Oh, of course, yeah. Making a lot of money off that as well, you know.
Yeah, it's a big hit.
Speaking of big hits, Alan, see what I did there? Segue.
Oh,
yeah,
good,
yeah.
Good.
Oh, God. Yes.
You're a pro.
I'm good at this. No, I'm not. I'm a chancer. Elton John, Dua Lipa, one of the biggest hits of the last 12 months. Great song. I think a lot of people would agree.
Yeah, I agree.
His first number one in like 20 years or something like that. But speaking of that song, how do you hide a fart?
I don't know.
Speaking of good segues.
I assume Elton has an idea for us.
Elton is a genius at hiding farts. If you want to know how to hide a fart, ask Elton John. Like, so much so, he wrote about it in his song.
Go on.
Did you not hear that part?
No, I must have missed that one.
Loads of times.
It's great,
yeah?
great. I'll have to have a listen and bear it in mind.
So oh, once you hear this, you will not unhear this. The party said, I farted, but I kept it hid.
Well, I farted, but I kept it hid.
Do you know when you're in a lift and you have to fart and there's only like two other people there? You know, how do you hide it? Seriously.
It's the fact that, but I kept it hid. Like, totally grammatically incorrect, but.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I
doesn't
kept
matter.
It hid.
He's Elton John.
Yeah,
and he.
Well,
there you go.
Brilliant.
You tell
I
him
love
you tell him I sent you. Okay?
I'm delighted. Like no better man. No
there,
better Buchel than Elton John. And you know, he's not one of those celebs that, you know, is a bit above that kind of thing. You know, he's an everyday man.
Oh, I'd say
you know?
So.
He's, look, I farted and I kept it hid.
I kept it hid, exactly, yes. I got a fartectomy years ago.
Yeah. He's relatable, you know.
Oh, God, yes. Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Right, I'm glad I ruined them songs in New Ireland.
Yeah, that's three more songs to add to that.
Lovely.
That I can never unhear. Whether it's farting or tiny women.
Yes, or eggs. Yeah.
Or eggs, yeah. Some of the most important things in our lives.
You are welcome, by the way. You're welcome.
Thanks, Peter. Appreciate it, as always.
The World Cup is trending as well. A lot of people getting excited about it, kicking off on Sunday. And UEFA have confirmed alcohol will not be sold at World Cup stadiums in Qatar. So supporters can enjoy a drink in one designated fan area in Doha. But the bar will only sell Budweiser and pints will cost €13. €13. I tell you something, there will be drink at them stadiums. Especially if there's any Irish people there. Let's go live to Tommy at the match between Iran and Morocco. Tommy, how are you getting on?
Up here.
Yeah.
I stuffed a can of harp into me sock.
Good man, Tommy. Thanks very much for that. Friday's Feel Good Throwback. Yes, Club 7, bring it all back. Midlands 103. Bitter with you. Come on, admit it. I mean, he danced around the kitchen, the car, the office to that one. Yeah. Oh, I know. There's the odd few out there going, I didn't answer that. Oh, yeah, hold on. We'll do more at around 20 past 12 and 20 past 3. Friday Feel Good Throwbacks. Love them. Now, mammies are the heartbeat of the Midlands, aren't they? They look after us, they love us, they nurture us, and they help us to grow. And they also keep rearing us, even when we're parents ourselves, you know? But one of the advantages of having an Irish mammy is when you get to wind her up, you know? Irish mammies are so easy to wind up, and they have reactions like no other. I think it's safe to say, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Take this for example. Niall O'Loughlin has gone viral on TikTok for just winding up his mammy.
Are you hanging around with me for the day or not?
I'm not hanging around with you for the day. I have stuff to do.
We'll go for an old spin, arms out the window.
Spin. I have something to do. I have a dinner to cook.
Grab an ice cream.
I'm not grabbing an ice cream. If I grab an ice cream, who's going to cook the dinner?
The dinner. Forget about that stupid dinner.
I have to be here to cook dinner. You're sitting on your arse.
Mammy, you're not cooking dinner. All you're giving us is fucking potato sandwiches all your life.
I've never given you potato sandwiches, excuse me, in your life. You always had a good dinner here.
Where?
Morning, noon and night.
No, sugar sandwiches.
It's like the fucking Gresham every time you come in or out.
We're rare than...
It's left in the table for you.
We're
you want me to go around spinning and say, right, sorry lads, didn't cook dinner today.
Exactly. Forget and about the rest of the family.
I will not forget about my family.
From the shoes.
As long as I'm here, I will be cooking their dinner.
Throw the shoes on, we'll head on.
I'll throw my shoes on and my shoes is off. I'm here for the day.
My shoes is off, I'm here for the day. Oh, mammies, so easy to wind up. Well, you're missing the music. You can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103. Adele, easy on me, Midlands 103. Peter Dunne with you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Do you want to make a few extra quid? How about €1 million? Would you like to make €1 million? Yep, me too. All you need is your phone, like your camera phone, and a bag of spuds. That's all you need. Because there was a man, an Irish man, in 2016, who sold a photo of a potato for €1 million. No joke, €1 million. His name is Kevin Avosh, and he was living in Dublin. And he photographed a potato in his Dublin home in 2010 and sold it to a European businessman for €1 million. Just looking at the potato here, the picture, it's nothing, it's just a spud with a black background. It kind of looks like nearly like a close-up of the moon or something like that. And just when you look at it again, you go, oh yeah, that's a spud. Yeah, okay. Still has muck on it, needs to be washed, a little bit of a root coming out of it as well. Jesus, wouldn't you be pulling out the bag of roosters as quick as you could? Get that phone, come on, over here. Take a picture of them spuds. Stick it up on the internet, joke. That's what he'd buy that. Hello. But be careful if you're doing it, by the way, because he did get pulled for tax on it. So if you do make a big discovery and sell something major, don't go to the media about it, because revenue are watching. Or actually, no, pay your taxes. It's good for everybody. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. Tom Petty, I Won't Back Down, Midlands 103. Big happy birthday to Grace Walsh from Mullingar. Lots of love from all the family. Happy birthday, Grace. Actually, let's see who you're celebrating your birthday with today. Let's see. Tony Cascarino is having his birthday today. Just so you know, Grace, Roger Casement is having his birthday today. If Roger Casement was still alive today, he'd be most famous for, well, being the oldest person alive, basically. Who else do we have here? Catherine Murphy, politician. It's her birthday as well today. You'd be delighted to know, Grace. And Ray Darcy. Ray Darcy's birthday today. There you go. Oh, yeah. Hello, Ray Darcy here. You want to wish a happy birthday? It's the Ray Darcy Show here on Midlands 103. And actually, I'll play a happy birthday song for you. No, that's not working. No, hold on there. Jenny, why isn't that working? No, we don't know. Right, okay. Here's Paolo Nutini instead. No, that's not working either. When God was handing out abilities to impersonate people, I was clearly still asleep, honestly.
Are you missing the music? Well, you can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103.
Cameron, do you have any tattoos?
I do not.
Would you get one?
I would, actually. I have always loved the idea of a tattoo, but I generally forget to actually look at them, and I feel like it'd be something I'd have to put some time into.
You would, you know, time and effort, and you have to remember this is more than likely going to be with me for the rest of my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that's my thing with it. I just never actually sat down and spent a lot of time looking at something I'd like to put on my body for that amount of time.
Yeah, and something unique, not something that like everybody has, you know what I mean? Like, the fighting Irish guy or something, you know, a lot of people have that.
Or the tribal tattoos along your arm, or that black, you know, little like black line lads get on their forearm.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Is it a black line or is it two black lines or something?
Oh, like it could be either.
Yeah. Mm. Would you get a practical tattoo? Something that you could use every day, maybe?
Probably not. I'm not entirely sure where you're going with this.
Well, a man who kept forgetting his Tesco club card has tattooed a QR code onto his arm.
Well, that's genius.
It is. No, seriously, like,
would it work?
So he wasn't able to get it work on the self-service tills, but it works when it was scanned by a cashier at the checkout.
That's amazing.
It is brilliant, isn't it?
Tesco should sponsor him.
Big time. Absolutely. He should get a club card discount or something like that for doing that.
An extra 5% when he scans his arm.
Oh, at least. 10. Has to be 10 at least, you know.
Yeah, but come on. Big companies. Come on, Peter. They're not going to give 10%. That's ridiculous.
Or, look, do you know what he could do? He could get maybe Tesco on his arm. So he goes into the shop and it's basically like, do you have your club card? Yeah. And he just pulls up his sleeve and then, there you go. Nice one. Yeah, and then he could go into Dunn's and get Dunn's on his leg. So he can just pull up his trouser leg and go, there you go. Yeah, there's my club card. And then he could go into maybe Lidl or something like that and get Lidl on his upper arm. You know, there you go. And now we have it. Or he could get a Google or Apple Play on his neck. What do you think? Do you know the Apple Play?
He's like the Power Ranger of supermarkets.
Yeah. Genius. I think it's absolute genius, isn't it?
It is. That's actually a great idea.
Yeah. A good practical tattoo. There you go. No. Sit there. We're full of great ideas, Cameron.
Businessman.
I know. Honestly, we're genius ideas. Anyways, it's shocking we're giving them out for free, isn't it?
I really think we're wasting our careers.
We are. Absolutely.
We should be entrepreneurs.
Big time. Big time. If anybody wants to invest in Peter and Cameron, let us know. 083-3010-103, text or WhatsApp. I just hit refresh. No, nobody wants to invest in it. Coldplay and BTS My Universe, Midlands 103 is Peter Dunne with you. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Did you hear about Damian Brown? What an amazing story. Former Leinster rugby player. He spent almost 4 months at sea, 112 days, to become the first person ever to row 5,000 kilometres. across the Atlantic Ocean from New York to Galway. Incredible, absolutely incredible stuff. He made a hero's welcome, and his supporters were there, his wife was there, his little girl was there at the Galway docks. And he celebrated. Do you know how he celebrated? Like, when you're at sea for 112 days, rowing, eating dehydrated food, not seeing another human being, what do you do? Well, you do exactly what Damien did. You get a Supermax. I kid you not. He got himself a Supermax as soon as he got to Galway. That is brilliant. Imagine rowing away there. The waves are crashing up against your boat. You know, you're capsizing. You're using all your energy and you're thinking, I could do with a snack box. I could do with a snack box. You know that. I mean, I've went to some measures after a few drinks to go for a takeaway, but that's unbelievable. From New York to Galway for Supermax. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. John Farnham, you're the voice. Midlands 103. It's breakfast. Good morning. It's Peter Dunn with you. How are you? Hope you're well. Hope you're well. Hope you're well. I was saying to you there a few minutes ago, I'm absolutely wrecked this morning. I'm really tired. So, as you know, when you present a breakfast show, you have to go to bed really, really early, and you have to be up really, really early. I went to bed last night, and I was tired, so I thought, okay, I'm going to be easy to go sleep. So, I drifted off into that kind of state of relaxation, you know, when you're kind of, you know you're about to fall asleep. You're all relaxed. You're about to slip in to that state of sleep and you go, okay, that's nice, all right. Ready to go sleep. Ah, okay. And then all of a sudden, you are kidding me. You are kidding me. The house alarm went off. So I leapt up and I ran downstairs. But as you know, as in most countries, what people would do when they hear an alarm is they go, oh my goodness, there's a burglar in the house. I must run down and confront them. But in Ireland, we think, oh no, the house alarm, you're going to wake up the neighbours. You're going to wake up the neighbours. So you could leg it downstairs, push past the burglar, over to the keypad, knock off the alarm, and turn around to the burglar and go, what are you doing? Do you not realise Tommy next door works nights? He's trying to sleep and you're up here letting the alarm off. And he'd be looking at you going, sorry, I just wanted to get a few things. No, I don't care. A bit of cop on and common sense, will you? Anyways, that wasn't what happened. But what did happen was there was a problem with one of the sensors. It's fixed now, thankfully. But of course, after you hear a burglar alarm, you can't go back to sleep after that, can you? So I just kind of went, that's it. All right, well, I'll sit up here. I'll sit up in bed and read or something. About 3 hours later, I got to sleep. That's why I'm wrecked this morning. And that's why I've got a big, big, big cup of coffee here in front of me. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103.